Welcome to the Universal Flow podcast, where history, mysticism, and the natural world converge in fascinating stories from across the ages. I'm your host, Cassie Adams, ready to guide you through the currents of time and energy that connect us all. Today, we're journeying back to ancient Egypt, to the reign of Cleopatra VII, the last pharaoh whose name still echoes with intrigue and allure. Cleopatra was no ordinary ruler. Her life was a tapestry of political savvy, unparalleled linguistic abilities, and romantic liaisons that entwined the fates of mighty empires. But beyond the well-trodden tales of her alliances and adversaries lies a lesser-known facet of her legacy, her profound connection to the mystical world of crystals and gemstones. Cleopatra's era was one where the divine and the earthly intertwined, where crystals were not mere adornments, but were believed to be imbued with potent energies. Today we delve into this aspect of Cleopatra's life, exploring how her passion for these natural wonders was more than a pursuit of beauty. It was a deeply held belief in their power to protect, to heal, and to enhance her connection to the gods themselves. Join me as we uncover the crystalline passion of an ancient queen whose legacy continues to fascinate and inspire. Diving into the era of Cleopatra's reign from 51-30 BCE, we find ourselves in a period of immense cultural amalgamation, where Greek and Egyptian traditions melded together against a backdrop of political upheaval. Cleopatra, standing at the confluence of these mighty civilizations, navigated her kingdom through times of turmoil and prosperity alike. Her reign was not just a testament to her political and linguistic prowess, but also to her unique ability to blend the mystical with the mundane, particularly through her affinity for crystals and gemstones. In ancient Egypt, crystals were revered not simply as ornamental jewels, but as vessels of divine energy. This belief was rooted in a culture that saw the natural world as imbued with the sacred. Crystals, with their unworldly beauty and inherent energies, were naturally integrated into the spiritual landscape. They were thought to offer protection, promote health, and guide their bearers through life's trials and tribulations. For Cleopatra, these weren't just passive beliefs, but active elements of her rule and personal practice. This era was marked by a rich tapestry of religion, science, and mysticism, where the boundaries between the physical and the metaphysical were blurred. Cleopatra's education and interests suggest she was deeply entrenched in the mystical arts, including alchemy and astrology, which further solidified her bond with the crystalline world. Her fascination with crystals went beyond the superficial allure of their beauty. She saw them as key to maintaining her health, safeguarding her power, and ensuring the prosperity of her reign. Through her, we see a vivid example of how the ancient world harnessed the energies of the earth's treasures. Cleopatra's story invites us to explore the profound connection between the leaders of the past and the natural world, highlighting a legacy where power, mysticism, and the cosmic were intimately intertwined. As we delve deeper into Cleopatra's crystalline passion, we not only revisit the tale of an iconic ruler, but also rekindle our own connection to the timeless mystique of crystals. Ancient Egypt's pioneering exploration into the realm of crystals and gemstones marks one of humanity's earliest and most profound engagements with the natural world's enigmatic treasures. The Egyptians were trailblazers in mining, studying and venerating these earthly wonders, attributing to them mystical properties that transcended their physical beauty. This reverence for crystals was deeply embedded in their culture, reflecting a civilization that saw the natural world as a reservoir of divine energy. Among the stones that adorned the ancient Egyptian landscape, lapis lazuli, turquoise, carnelian, and amethyst were particularly esteemed. These were not mere ornaments, but symbols of power, health, and protection. Lapis lazuli, with its deep blues, was believed to connect the wearer to the celestial realms, offering wisdom and protection. Turquoise served as a talisman against ill will, its vibrant hues a testament to the joy and health it was thought to bring. Carnelian, with its warm, life-affirming colors, was cherished for its ability to ward off negative energies and ensure stability. Amethyst, a stone of clarity and calm, was sought after for its ability to soothe the mind and spirit, providing a direct link to the divine. These crystals were integral to the Egyptians' spiritual and daily lives, woven into their jewelry, placed within their tombs, and embedded in royal insignias. Their use was a sophisticated blend of aesthetic appreciation and a deep-seated belief in the stone's ability to confer divine favor, protect in the afterlife, and symbolize the status of the wearer. This holistic approach to the natural world underscores a society where the boundaries between the physical and metaphysical were fluid, where every gemstone held the potential to affect the fate of individuals and the course of history. For Cleopatra, these stones represented more than the wealth and power of her dynasty. They were carefully chosen allies in her quest to protect Egypt from Roman domination, to maintain her sovereignty, and to connect with the divine protection of her ancestors. Her personal adornments, the gemstones that graced her presence, were not just statements of royal opulence, but deliberate choices that reflected her deep understanding of and belief in the mystical properties attributed to these crystals. This exploration into the cultural significance of crystals in ancient Egypt, and specifically within the life of Cleopatra, reveals a world where the power of the natural world was intimately tied to the spiritual and political realms. It invites us to consider the ways in which our ancestors interacted with these natural wonders, seeing in them a reflection of the divine and a means to navigate the complexities of human existence. Cleopatra's profound engagement with crystals extends far beyond the political sphere into a personal realm marked by an education in alchemy, astrology, and the mystical arts. Unusual for women of her time, even a queen, her scholarly pursuits suggest a deep personal connection to the crystals she adorned herself with, signaling a belief in their power to influence not only her well-being, but the fate of her reign. Historians like Plutarch highlight her fascination with the magical and medicinal properties of gemstones, hinting at a ruler who looked beyond the visible world into the realm of mystical energies for protection, healing, and guidance. This connection was not hidden away, but displayed prominently in her public appearances and royal decrees. Cleopatra's strategic use of crystals served as a visible sign of her divine right to rule and her deep ties to Egyptian traditions. By choosing specific gemstones for their attributed powers, she communicated her role as the protector of Egypt and the embodiment of its god's favor. For instance, the use of lapis lazuli in her eyeshadow was not merely for aesthetic purposes, but a deliberate choice to ward off the evil eye and signify her wisdom and divine insight. Moreover, the gemstones Cleopatra favored, such as peridot and malachite, were carefully selected for their symbolic meanings and powers. Peridot, known as the gem of the sun, reflected her desire to embody the sun's life-giving and protective qualities, while malachite served as a symbol of transformation and protection, essential attributes for a queen navigating the treacherous political landscape of her time. Through Cleopatra's story, we gain insight into the ancient world's relationship with crystals, viewing them not just as objects of beauty, but as vital components of spiritual and political life. Her belief in their mystical properties underscores a legacy where the natural and the divine intertwine, offering strength and protection to those who know how to harness their powers. Delving into the specific gemstones that Cleopatra cherished unveils a deeper layer of her complex persona. Lapis lazuli, peridot, and malachite were among the stones she held in high regard, each selected for its unique properties and symbolic meanings that resonated with her reign and personal ethos. Lapis lazuli, known as the Stone of Royalty, was highly prized by Cleopatra for its deep celestial blue, reminiscent of the night sky. This stone was more than a jewel. It was a symbol of wisdom and truth, attributes that Cleopatra aspired to embody. Ancient Egyptians believed lapis lazuli to connect the wearer with the divine, and Cleopatra used this stone, even in powdered form as eyeshadow, to signify her divine insight and protection against the evil eye. Peridot, often associated with the sun, was another gemstone favored by Cleopatra. This bright, vibrant stone was called the gem of the sun by the Egyptians, believed to possess the power to ward off night terrors and evil spirits. Cleopatra's fondness for peridot, rumored to be part of her famous emerald collection, underscores her desire to be seen as a source of life and protection, reflecting the sun's enduring radiance and strength. Malachite, with its protective qualities, played a significant role in Cleopatra's array of cherished stones. Known for its swirling green hues, malachite was thought to guard against negative energies and promote healing. Cleopatra's use of this stone, particularly in her royal headdress, was a testament to her role as the protector of Egypt, symbolizing her commitment to safeguarding her kingdom's welfare and her people's well-being. These crystals, beyond their aesthetic appeal, were imbued with deep symbolic significance and attributed powers that aligned with Cleopatra's image as a wise, powerful, and divine ruler. Lapis lazuli's association with wisdom, peridot's with vitality, and malachite's with protection echo the qualities Cleopatra sought to project and the strategic use of these stones in her personal and political life. Cleopatra's passion for crystals did more than reflect her personal tastes. It significantly influenced the cultural and spiritual use of gemstones, setting a precedent that resonated far beyond the borders of her own reign. Cleopatra's affinity for these gemstones was not merely a personal indulgence, but a reflection of her broader influence on the perception and value of crystals in her time and for generations to come. Her choices in gemstones were deliberate, aligning with her image as a divine and wise ruler, and her belief in the power of these stones was so profound that it shaped how they were viewed by her contemporaries. This deep-seated belief in the mystical properties of crystals fostered a culture where gemstones were not only valued for their physical beauty, but also for their supposed powers. The impact of Cleopatra's crystalline legacy is evident in the enduring fascination with gemstones for their historical significance and attributed metaphysical properties. Her use of lapis lazuli, peridot, and malachite transcended mere decoration, imbuing these stones with a significance that has lasted millennia. Lapis lazuli, revered for its connection to wisdom and the divine peridot, celebrated as a symbol of the sun's life-giving energy, and malachite, valued for its protective qualities, all continue to be sought after not just as beautiful gemstones, but as bearers of the energies Cleopatra herself revered. This lasting legacy is a testament to Cleopatra's belief in the power of the natural world and its connection to the divine. Through her, we see a ruler who not only wielded political power, but also influenced the spiritual and cultural landscape of her time. Her fascination with crystals and their mystical properties highlights a broader human connection to the Earth's treasures, inviting us to explore the depths of our own relationship with the natural world. As we conclude today's exploration on the Universal Flow podcast, we've delved into Cleopatra's profound connection with crystals, revealing her belief in their divine power and strength. Her legacy, rich with the allure of ancient mysticism, continues to inspire us, urging a modern audience to rediscover and forge our own ties with the natural world's hidden powers, guided by her remarkable story. If you've been captivated by the intertwining of history, mysticism, and the natural energies that crystals embody, I encourage you to subscribe to the Universal Flow podcast. Together, let's journey through the mysteries and stories that connect us to our past and the universe around us. Thank you for joining me today. Until our next episode, may you explore the mystical connections in your life, inspired by the enduring legacy of Cleopatra's crystalline passion.